Tickets are on sale for the first ever Gig City Film Festival. Five different movies will be screened, mostly documentaries and true stories. The Heritage House in East Brainerd will host the festival on February 2nd. Chris Jones joins us for this segment. He's an arts assistant at the Heritage House. He says the festival has an overall theme.
All five of these films are all along the theme of tolerance and nonviolence.
One of those films is a documentary about bullying, simply called Bully. Directed by Lee Hirsch, it won high critical praise last year. The New York Times called it troubling and disturbing.
Tonight, a tragic situation.
A Perkins boy, just 11 years old, believed to have been desperate enough to take his own life.
This is an awfully complicated and difficult issue.
The Gig City Film Festival will host a discussion after this film. Two of the parents featured in Bully will be here in Chattanooga, and they'll talk about bullying's effect on their son, Tyler Long of Murray County, Georgia. Tyler committed suicide after years of bullying, teasing, and abuse. Now his parents are speaking out.
They said he's a geek. Some kids had told him that he's worthless to go hang himself. And I think he got to the point where enough was enough.
That's where I think film serves its best role, is by getting people stirred up so they can actually talk to each other, you know, to get things going.
This is an awfully complicated and difficult issue.
Another one of these films, called The Interrupters, deals with urban violence. That's something Chattanooga has definitely seen. Two other film selections deal with racial issues. Kinyarwanda is set in Rwanda and is about racism and genocide, and Erasing Hate is an American film about a man trying to leave behind his past as a racist skinhead. The final film, The Untouchables, is a little bit harder to classify. It's part drama, part comedy. Also, it's French.
Vous avez des références?
Certificat d'aptitude.
Expérience professionnelle avec un BTS.
And I went and watched the trailer for this film, and it brought tears to my eyes. I mean, it is...
Just the trailer.
Other people have also had strong emotional responses to The Untouchables. In fact, it's one of the most successful French films of all time. The plot, it's about a rich quadriplegic who hires a street thug to take care of him.
Ce que je veux. Aucune pitié.
One of the rich men's friends basically says you don't really want some thug to be your home healthcare worker.
He said, you don't want him. You don't want him to take care of you. Those guys have no pity. And he goes, that's exactly what I want. I want no pity.
The Gig City Film Festival will happen on February 2nd. The festival's part of an overall season of nonviolence series of events that will last about 2 months. There's going to be public proclamations, storytelling, the film festival, and more. Many cities have these kind of events. They're done in remembrance of Dr. Martin Luther King and Mahatma Gandhi. In Chattanooga, it's a continuation of something Gandhi's grandson said last year in Chattanooga. Dr. Arun Gandhi, grandson of Mahatma Gandhi, visited the scenic city last September.
Well, this is a follow-up to his visit, the Season of Nonviolence. So this is kind of, quote-unquote, a Season of Nonviolence film festival.
It's being done in partnership with the Nashville Film Festival, who picked the selections. People who attend can purchase an all-day pass or tickets for individual films. Again, it's going to take place February 2nd. It's intended to be an annual event with this as year one.
But we're starting out small, which is always the way you should start out, and we don't want to overshoot ourselves. So it's going to be a one-day, all-day festival. Eventually, we want to grow the festival to 2 or 3 days, eventually to a whole week. Now, that's way down the road.
So how can the listeners get more information on the film festival?
Best way to find out about the film festival is good old, dare I say it, Facebook.
Okay.
You have the Film Commission site, which is the Chattanooga Southeast Tennessee Film Commission site, which I'm the admin for. The Heritage House Arts and Civic Center site, also on Facebook.
And the film festival is actually February 2nd.
Saturday, February 2nd. It's all day at Heritage House in East Brainerd, which is located on Jenkins Road. It's going to be dual screenings. We're going to have a screenings upstairs and downstairs that are going to be synchronized. We are estimating around 150 people attending. So
okay,
you can go either upstairs or downstairs, whichever is your preference.
And you're planning to do it so people can either get a ticket for just one film or get kind of an all-day pass.
Right. We would prefer they come for the day because we think that all the films are equally worth seeing. But if they can only do one film, then they can do that as well.